the Kaisel is standing on, half of the Kaisel is on the Rishus, is standing on the Rishus of the Nikif. Because then he has the Ishtamshus and the Ksalim. But if the whole Kaisel is on the Rishus of the Makif, so it's Eino Yochel Ishtamish B'Ksalim, he can't be Mishtamish with the Ksalim, so then he only has to pay Dovah Mut Kmoik Shiyu Adayonim. So it's Mu'in the Raman that he passes the Kafuna, but he learns up that the Hanod, the reason for Afunu, the reason why you have to pay Kimasha Godar, is because you have Hanod from the Ishtamshus of the Ksalim. It's also Mu'in the Raman that he talks about that the case is a Chuba, that it's taking place in a Chuba. So why a Chuba? Ashes from the Gemara is not talking about, it doesn't say anything about a Chuba. Other Yishayim learn what talking about a Soda, Bikkah. So I wanted to suggest yesterday, without that question, why the Rambam chose the case of a Chorba, because the Rambam learned, the Rambam was bothered by the question, which the Rishayim all grapple with, which is, what are we talking about? If it's a Malkum Shenogu Ligdar, so why do you have to wait for four sides? They can be Kaifin Zeze. And if it's a Malkum Shenogu Shaloy Ligdar, so they're not Makbid on Ayin Hor, let's say, they're not Makbid on Hezekiah. So then where's the Hanah? So the Rambam learned that we're talking about a bikkah. A bikkah is like an abandoned chotzer. I mean, a churba rather. It's like an abandoned chotzer. So that on the one hand, it's not a welcome shit. They're not kaifin zeseh because right now nobody's living in these chotzeres. So they're not doing yon adir in the chotzer. But on the other hand, once you go there, it's so now it becomes roi to be a chotzer. Now it becomes roi for a yon adir. So you could be, so there is a hana, like you're transforming that. You don't normally have that. Here the churba has this feature, That on the one hand it's not Roy Ligdur because nobody's living there, but now by making the Ksalim you make it Roy Ladira. So there is a Hano, now you have the Hano, that you can do the Divrei, that you can be Mishtamish in it as a Chotzer. Divrei Hatzneya, and also once you're doing the Yonadira, you can be Mishtamish in the Ksalim, the Smichal of Tikra and so on, Smichas Kairis, all the Mishtamishes that you have in the Kais. So as far as it goes, that's a nice thing. What's bothering me is, how do you learn the story of Brunyo? Obviously, and as far as this part is concerned, Runya sounds like it was a field. He had dates growing, and Rafina said to him, you know, the Isim are going to come and they're going to eat your dates. This doesn't sound like a chotzer. So sounds like a soda. And yet, Rava said to him, I'm going to be Daniel like Rafuna Ali B'Drav Yasi. So you see that the dinner of Rafuna Ali B'Drav Yasi was said by a soda, not only by a churba. I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite sure what to do with them. Unless we'll say, Tosis entertains that for other reasons, that maybe it was just a. Tosis has a side, maybe he was just the Iyum. He didn't really mean that Tosis down wants the halach. Tosis said, maybe the halach is really not like a Vunali B'Dragres. He was just threatening him, like an idol, for, you know, just. He didn't really mean it. Maybe the Rambam also could say it's really Rav Huna is really talking about the mission is really talking about a churba, but he said, "But I'm going to be Daniel like Rav Huna, Beit Yehoshua, even though it's a sabbat." That's very dochu. So I don't know. There was that problem. I don't know what to do. L'chayra, yeah.
I think the Ritva says that even the way that we're learning it, it's different than the Mishnah because the Mishnah is by a Bikra and Runya is a case of a Gino.
Runya was a Gino. How does he know that Runya was a Gino? If they have a Kibbutz or a Ritva? I don't know how much it helps because it's still not a Churba. But since you're listening, I guess. Maybe the Isli Dikli Gini. He learns that any place that, well, I think he must, why does a dekel, make it into a gino? His answer is that it's a soda sheish but kolam. That's his answer. It wasn't a gin, it was a soda. But I don't know, what's, why did he think that a dekel is a gin? Maybe because it only has like one crop. Maybe he thought that a soda is like tefillah. So it's only once a year.
Rashi
Mishnah
says a
dekel
is a stay
alavon. I said a dekel is a stay alavon. Right here. So a dekel has food. So that makes it into a gino. Okay, anyway, I don't know how much it helps because the Rambam says churba. Churba is not a gino and it's not a. So I don't know. L'chayyur from the Ma'aser Runya, it's mukhl. It's mukhl that the din is not only by a churba. The same din is by a kolapach is by a gino. Yeah.
I was just going to say that maybe it's not necessarily a riot to the Mishnah. It's just a similar case.
No, but the problem is you lose the vort that I wanted to say. That's my question. I want to say a vort that the Rambam held that the Mishnah is talking about a churba. Because he held that if it's not a churba, then manashach. If it's a malkum shenogu ligdor, then the kaifin zeze. So then, then the whole thing is moot. You don't need four sides. And if it's a malkum shenogu shaloy ligdor, then there's no hana. So the Rambam talked about a case of a churba where you have like the best of both worlds. So on the one hand, it's not osi to have a wall, but on the other hand, if you make a wall, then you turn it into a malkum dira, and therefore there is a hana. So that I'm going to lose because in the case of Runya, it was just maybe it was a sod, maybe it was a gino. So that's what we're going to lose. Okay, fine. We'll have to say, I don't know why the Rambam chose to talk about the case of a churba. But the same thing will be true, at least in a gino. Maybe there is one revach that will say that Runya is a gino. That's for sure mavu in the Rambam, that the hano over here, for which you have to pay the full amount of the me'avonim, is the hano that you could be mishtamish in the kaisel. For, I suppose, smichas kairis and tikra and so on, like the Rishonim say, we saw already in Rishayim that base that the Rishayim learned that the reason why you need Gvil Begazus, the Raivid, the reason why you have to build the Gvil Begazus, Hezek Riyu, Binafut Zavadafna. Why do you have to build the Gvil Begazus? So that you could be Mishtamish and Luxol, for Smichas Kairos and the like. So that I think maybe is Mistaba, that this idea of being Mishtamish and Luxol is only in a Mokum Dira. But in a place that's not a Mokum Dira, you're not Mishtamish and Luxol. So a Sol is not a Mokum Dira, so what kind of Mishtamish do you have in Luxol? If Runya was a gino, so that's already more a mokum dira. Hagam, the Rambam himself holds that a gino is not a mokum dira. The Rambam says it's legor from gagim. Remember, the Rambam holds by a gino you don't need dalet amos. You only need asara tvachim, because no hezek riyah in a gino. It was just another reason why it's shver. And the Rambam, it's shver the ma'aser Runya. The Rambam, it's clear in the Rambam that we're talking about a kesel of dalet amos. The Rambam says beferish that we're talking about the din of makas chaveri mi'abru v'chosef. The Rambam says it's a kaisel of dalet amos. And hold on one second. And it also stands to reason. Hishtamshus and luxolim is also only in a kaisel of dalet amos. We can make a tikkur and so on. A kaisel of asar tefachim. What kind of smichas kares do you have in that? You're gonna trip right over your. It doesn't make any sense. But the Rambam shikta himself is that in a gino. And Allah has come to in the soda. Any defense that you make is even in a mokum shenogu ligdor in a gino, the Rambam says it's a mechitza basar tvachim. And we had the Rambam, we talked about the Rambam at length in that base. The Rambam holds it in a gino, there's no hezekriyo. Ein hara is only midas chasidus. We're talking about even in a mokum shenogu ligdor in a gino, you work their kaifin zezet to build begvil begozes a mechitza basar tvachim. So how do you understand the story of Runya? Runya was either a gino or a soda, whatever it was. So what's a mechitza v'asar tefachim? A mechitza v'asar tefachim. So what does it have to do with the din of the Mishnah, which is dalet amos? Then I have a different question. Also, in a mechitza v'asar tefachim, nonetheless, the Rambam says you need gvil v'gozes. A gin is only a mechitza v'asar tefachim, but how thick does it have to be? Also, you know, we talked about it at length. The Rav Aaron started. According to the Rambam, in a gino, mokum shenogu ligder, in a gistam gino is mokum shenogu ligder. What kind of mechitza do you have to build? Asar tzvachim. How thick? Vil begozes. Give me a gamedino. L'chayra. So why vil begozes? So if you learn, like the Rishayim would say, you need Vilva Gozis because otherwise it's going to fall down and he doesn't want to be Misatzim. So okay, fine. So even in a Gino, even if it's a short wall, you still need it. We had a different question. It shouldn't have to be so wide. It should be proportionate. Okay, that we're not getting into. But is it an exponential function, a linear function? Okay, whatever it is. But from this Rambam over here, it sounds like that the Hanoh that you have from the Kaisel is not that you have a strong Kaisel that's not going to fall down. The Hanoh that you have from a Kaisel of Gula Goz is that you can be Mishtamish in the Kaisel. So in a Gino, what kind of Mishtamish do you have in the Kaisel? It's only a Asar Tvachim. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you could be Mishtamish in the Kaisel of Asar Tvachim. I don't know exactly what you're going to do with the Kaisel of Asar. What kind of Mishtamish could you have in the Kaisel of Asar Tvachim? It's hard to know. No, these are all these are all questions that this Rambam is raising. But it's because I'm asking a question. From this Rambam, the Rambam says that the only reason why you have to pay for the whole kaisel like Rav Huna is because the kaisel is on your rishus, so you have enough from the fact from this kaisel shel avonim. But if you can't be mishamish in the kaisel, then you have nothing from the fact that it's avonim. So you just pay k'may k'dovah mod k'may shirah dayon. So it sounds like from the Rambam that you have no benefit from a kaisel shel avonim unless you can be mishtamish in the kaisel. So that sounds very much like the Ravid, that the whole idea of Bilul Gozis is you should be able to be mishtamish in the kaisel. You could have smichas kairos and the like. If according to the other Yishayim that Vilva Gozis is good even for Hezek Riyah, because it'll last a long time, you won't have to be mishatsim imay bedin and so on. So then why don't you have Hanov Avonim even if that kaisel is not in my Rishus? But I have Hanov as a kaisel Avonim that's going to last for a long time. It's not going to fall down. And so I'm more protected from Hezek Riyah. Why do you have to, what do you need the Shamshus on the kaisel in order to have the Hanov Avonim? So the Chayritz are right, the Rambam holds like they're on the right, that the benefit of Vilna Gozis over Hutzah V'dafna has nothing to do with Hezek Riyah. It's just the benefit of Ishtamshus in the kaisel. But on the other hand, the Rambam holds that even in the Gina, where the kaisel is only Asar Tvachim Tol, you also have to make Vilna Gozis. I would have thought that that's impossible if you were talking about Ishtamshus and the Ksalim, Smichas Kairis, the Shayim talking about Smichas Kairis and Smichas Tikkur. In a wall that's 2 feet tall, you have Smichas Kairis. You're going to put beams on it and a roof on it. What? How? Maybe there's other Ishtamshus you could do in the Kaisel. Put things on top of it. I don't know. Any of that. I don't know what to do with all these problems. Some will just have to swallow it. That the Rambam holds is Hanoh from Ishtamshus in the Kaisel, even in the Mechitza of Asar Tvachim. And that's the Hanoh, that's why you make Vilva Gozis. And the Rambam holds that the din over here is not only by a churba, but it's by a gin as well, at least. Why the Rambam talk about a churba? Any of that? The Rambam talked about a churba, but who didn't buy a gin? Who didn't buy a gin? Or a soda. But I think Mustama still has to be a Mokum Shnogu Shalei Ligda. So we'll have to say when he was a soda, because it was a gino, it's a Mokum Shnogu Ligda. It was a soda, Mokum Shnogu Shalei Ligda. Maybe also like the Malamar, it's a Mokum Shnogu Ligda, but it's too late. Any of that, all these things, I don't know what to do. But, okay. Still remains two questions on the Rambam. Well, a few questions, more than two. So again, just on our ledger seat. For a while, we thought that we understood why the Rambam says churba. Because churba is a case where it's a malkum shenagu shalei ligdor, but on the other hand, you have a hanah. But l'chayr that's crashing and burning because of the story with Runya. It seems that the din of the Mishnah is not only by a churba. So okay, we'll have to be soyable. Why the Rambam choose to talk about the case of a churba? That now remains an open question. But Akapanim, this much certainly it says in the Rambam that the Hanoh, the reason why you pay Dmei Avonim, the Hanoh that you have from the Kaisel, is the Hanoh of Ishtamshus HaKaisel. That's Mufurish in Rambam. That's what the Rambam says, if literally, that if the Kaisel is not on Yerushus, then you don't have to pay except Dovim Mu'ud K'mei Shirah Dayonim, K'mei Shirah Dayonim. And the Rambam says, B'feirish, Shara'enu Yochul Ishtamish Baksolim. So it's clear that when it is on your rishus, the hanoah that you have, the thing that you're paying for, is the fact that you have a kaisel that you could be mishtamish in. If it's not on your rishus, then what do you have? You have the shmirah. Shmirah is a davar mu'ud k'may shiyu adayonah. And I think that all goes together. Why? Because it's like you could put a putzu v'dafnu. But just for shmir, for hazik riyah, so then you can do hutzav adatna. That's a dover mut. The shtamshus that you have from avonim. That's the which again is conduces to the idea that the rabbim holds like the ravid and the ra'ah, that the benefit of vilna gosis is not in hazik riyah. The benefit of vilna gosis is the shtamshus in the place. So now, question number one. So how does if according to the Rambam, the kaisel is being put on the reshus of the nikif, at least 50% the part that he's paying for is on his reshus, and that's why he has to pay because he's now able to be mishtamish in the kaisel. The Magen Mishnah says that he's kind of the kaisel. That's the pshat Rambam, that he's kind of the kaisel. So why is this called? Why does Gemara Bava Kama call this Zenene Vezele Chosa? What does it have to do with Zenene Vezele Chosa? The fellow who built the kaisel is building a kaisel which costs money, and the nikif is acquiring the kaisel and is able to be mishtamish in the kaisel. So that's Zenene Vezele Chosa. That's Zenene Vezele Chosa. The question that misses it's a double question. First of all, it's a question at one level. He's chosa. The makif is chosa. The makif built a wall, stones. The stones cost money, and now who do the stones belong to? The nikif. The nikif acquires the stones. So the makif is chosa. He bought these stones, and now they belong to the nikif. That's like a technical problem. I mean, it's a fundamental problem. Then the problem goes deeper. The din of zenene v'zelei chosa always is. What's called the din of zenene lechaser is that if you don't pay for it, you're going to have that offer free. So that's the nidin of zenene. The nidin is the din of nene is. Never mind even chaser or not chaser. The etzim din nene is that you got some kind of hanah. Somebody Yeshar ate payers b'shus harabim, or somebody was yoyed, or somebody was yoyed into you, planted trees in your field. All the various cases where, if you don't pay for it, you're still going to have the hanah, but then you'd have the hanah for free, and that's the din. You're not allowed to. We don't let you have the hanah for free. You have to pay for the hanah. In the case over here, if he doesn't pay for the kaisel, then the kaisel won't belong to him. Right? The kaisel is put in his rishus, but if he doesn't pay for it, then it's not going to be his. Then the avonah won't belong to him. Will he be allowed to be mishtamish in the avonah? No. If they're not his avonim, he can't be. Certainly, that's the Magen Mishnah understood. That's the Yashus. So he can only be netted from the avonim if he pays for the avonim. If he doesn't pay for the avonim, then they're not his avonim, and they're not his avonim, and then he can't use them. So what does that do with netted? What does that do with netted? If you go to the store and you buy apples, you have to pay for them because you're a netted. If you don't pay for them, they're not your apples. And if you do pay for them, I mean, maybe they're your kind of mashicha, but there's nothing to do with nene. You buy a field. If you pay for it, it's your field. If you don't pay for it, it's not your field. It's a shayla of nene. You have to pay for the field because you're a nene from owning the field. That's nothing to do with nene. Nene is where you're going to have the hanah anyway. So we say, because you have the hanah is mechayev that you have to pay. Over here, it's just the opposite. It's not the hanah is mechayev that he has to pay. If he'll pay, it'll be his avonim and he'll be able to use them. And if he doesn't pay, they won't be his avonim, he won't be able to use them. Nene doesn't enter into it b'chal. The basic idea of nene is that the nene causes you to have to pay. Well, it's just the opposite. If he pays, it'll be his, and then he could be nene. And if he doesn't pay, it's not his, and he can't be nene. That b'chal has nothing to do with dine nene. So Matzias Tam doesn't make sense according to the Rambam. A, it's chaser, and B, it's not nene. He's kind of the avonim, and if he doesn't pay, he's not kind of the avonim, and then he can't use them.
Rabbi, how do we know he paid for it?
He's not. Oh, either he did or he didn't. The guy built the kaisel. If he pays for the if he pays by a nene, because you're nene, you have to pay. Here it's not that way. It's not because I'm nene from the avonim, therefore I have to pay. Well, on the contrary, if I pay for the avonim, they'll be my avonim, and then I'll be allowed to use them. I guess I have not. But if he doesn't pay for the avonim. But you know, the makif comes and says, "Pay for the avonim. You're a nene. And the Nikkav says, why? If I don't pay, I won't be nenah. If I won't pay, then there's no halach. If I won't pay, they won't be my avonim. If they're not my avonim, I won't be able to be say mechayre. So how are you forcing me to pay? You're forcing me to pay because I'm a nenah? If I won't pay, I won't be a nenah.
But if it's on his property, he's not acquiring it automatically. He has to pay for it still.
How can you acquire something automatically? You don't want to pay.
It's on my property.
No, you don't acquire something on your property if it belongs to somebody else.
But you already belong to the guy who planted it, so?
The guy who built the avonim. But it's his avonim. You can't make me be claiming it if I don't want him. Hefker, but not things that belong to somebody else.
And we're saying this only because the only hana we're talking about is hishtamshus bekosel. There's no other.
The Rambam says that that's the Rambam says that if it's not on my, if, otherwise you only paid the dover mut when she ride the other. So I saw someone to say that he's not kind of davana, but the hana is that he could be kind of davana. Anytime he wants, he could be kind of avonim. So since anytime he wants, he could be kind of avonim, so that right to be kind of avonim, whatever he so chooses, is a hano. But it's not yet mechaser the makif, because till he's actually kind of avonim, the makif is not yet chaser. So it's called nene bezele chaser, because the makif is not chaser till he's kind of avonim, and he was not yet kind of avonim. But he could if he wants to, so that itself is a hano. But that's very doch. I think there's an answer in cheshem. I think there's a we'll see. We'll see if it, as it, we'll see if it, if it, go through, it has to go through the test of my saying it over. But I'll preface a different question. What's the pattern of Chiyah Barav? Chiyah Barav says you only pay the Mekana Bezov. Why? If the Hano is the Shamshus of the Avonim, Smichus Kairis, and so on, why would you pay the Mekana Bezov? So I think for that, the answer is that in a chenami, according to Chiyah Barav, you don't pay for the hanoah of the avonim, because but I think that's muchach. We have to think about how exactly to work it out. That according to Chiyah Barav, the Hanoah Tak is not the Shtamshus of the Avonim. In Kanim, you can't be Du Smichus Kairos. You can't be Mishtamish in Kanim the way you're Mishtamish in the Kaisel of Avonim. So I think it's Taka Muchach. According to Chiyah Barav, the Hanoah is the Hanoah of Shmir. That you're Shomer. Shomer from Hezekiah, Shomer from Behemoth, whatever it is, you're Shomer. It's the Shmir of Hezekiah. Or Knesset's Behemoth. But Mishtam and Ram is Dal Ram, so it's Tano of Hezekiah. A component in a chadami, according to Chiyah Barav, it's Tano of Shmir. It's not Tano of Ishtamshus Be'avon. Ishtamshus Be'avon. Be'ha Gufa Nechuk. That Rav Huna holds that the Hano is that you can now be Mishtamish with the Avonim. You're claiming the Avonim, you can be Mishtamish with the Avonim. And Chiyah Barav says, no, Tano is Tano of Shmir, not Tano of being Mishtamish with the Avonim. So we have to work through. Nice to his chotzer, and so why is he not kind of the avonim? Why would Chiyah Barav not make him pay for the ishtamshus of the avonim? Some it has to do with, like, Alderech the Ramban. What is it Osi for? What is this Churba Osi for? What is the Soda Osi for? And Rav Huna holds that it's Osi, once you make walls, so it's Osi to use the Chatzir, to be Mishtamish in the Ksalim. So it's Osi for Mishtamish in the Ksalim. So the Mela, the Hano is that you can be Mishtamish in the Ksalim. Raffles, maybe it's not also for that. got more complicated now, because the emes to coin the Rama, you've been kind of the avonim. We're not really talking about dinin nene. We're talking about you're kind of the avonim. So what's exactly the machlekes? So who knows? You are kind of the avonim. And the chiyav rav holds that you're not kind of the avonim. What's the, you know, what? Rafun holds you're kind of the avonim whether you want to or not. Chiyav rav holds you're not kind of the avonim if you don't want to be kind of the avonim. What's the nekudas machlekes? Maybe it has to do with toil. There's every yared. What's the hanoah by yared that I'm kind of the eitz? What if I don't want to be kind of the eitz? That's the din of the goyim, toil. The rabbi paskin is the din of toil. He brings this in the ilchus. In ilchus, what? The Ram brings it in of toil. It's mashman. The Ram doesn't matter whether it's also elite or not also elite. Like the rush. You could always say toil. He doesn't sound like he's mechal. So maybe that's the. So then you have to know. So why over here can't you say toil? Marushach. If you said toil, why can't you say toil? And if you can't say toil for some reason. Well, you didn't say, and if you didn't say toil, so my time in the chiver up. If you didn't say toil, then you want the avonim. If you said toil, my time in the avonim. If you didn't say toil, my time in the chiver up. You can stand on the rush too. The rush holds also. You could always say toil. But the rush doesn't bother me so much. Rabbi Craig spoke out in the rush. Here you can't say toil because here he was shaysik b'shas debinyan, so you can't say toil. So we can't say toil. So I understand Rav Huna. You can't say toil. You have to pay the mayav on him. Yoyrit, and you can't say toil. So my time in the chiyav rab. It's not so terrible because according to other rishonim, we're talking about shmirah from behemis or from hezekriah. So it's a chiyav nene. The hanoah is the hanoah that is the hanoah. So even if you can't say toil, because you're shaysik, so you can't say toil, but we want to measure how much you were nene. Chiyav rab says. Like Rashi says, l'di sagli b'ged the kanim, or l'di sagli b'ned tivusur mazuzah, like Tosfos says. There's a l'di sagli, meaning yes, it's true. There's a geder on the avonim, but my hanoah is only up. I don't have hanoah from the avonim because I would be just a shomer from the mekanim b'zer, or I would be just a shomer from the tivusur mazuzah. So we can say my hanoah doesn't rise to the level of the mekan of the me'avonim. But in the Rambam, we're talking about the shtamshus and the ksolim. The hanoah is the shtamshus and the ksolim. That you acquire the ksolim and they become yours. And maybe you have anoah from the shtamshus and the ksolim. If that's the anoah, so monoshach. If you could say toil, you could say toil, but apparently you can't say toil. You didn't say toil for some reason. So then you're acquiring the avonim. If you're acquiring the avonim, so then in my time in the chiyav rav, don't you have now anoah of the shtamshus and the avonim? Apparently the chiyav rav holds, no, you don't have anoah from the shtamshus and the avonim. So it's not so clear to me. What's the nekudah? No, I want to. I'm more interested in the cheshbon to work out the Gemara Baba Kama, but I might seem to be able to say it in a coherent way. There is some. There does seem to be, according to the Rambam, it seems that there is some. We have to understand in the Rambam. What's the? I think this must be still true. According to Chiyav Rav, obviously you're not paying for the shtamshus of the kaisel. Mekana bezoil. That's not the hanov of the shtamshus in the kaisel. He apparently holds you're not paying for the hanov of the shtamshus in the kaisel. You're paying for the hanov of shmira. And Chiyav Rav says shmira mekana bezoil is enough for the hanov of shmira. Maybe that's what the Rambam calls Dovah Mu'ud K'mashir Adayonim. Shmira. How much is Shmira? Mekana Bezol, says Chiyav Rav. What you need for Shmira? And Rav Huna says, no, you have the Hanor, you can be Mishtamash in the Avonim. Because you're kind of the Avonim. I make a taste of kind of the Avonim. After all, maybe you don't want to be kind of the Avonim. Okay, you don't want to be kind of the Avonim. Say Toil. The Rambam says you could say Toil. But we're talking about what you didn't say Toil. So if you didn't say Toil, so then you're kind of the... Then the Ram holds. Then Rav Huna holds. You kind of the Avonim. So what does Chiyav Rav hold? Why does Chiyav Rav hold? You're not kind of the Avonim. Maybe I'll derech zeh it. Make it like this. Normally you could say toil. By Eitzim, you wouldn't have this question. You know. How much you net it from the Asim? You acquire the Asim, and if you don't want to acquire the Asim, you say toil yourself, let's say. Over here, maybe you can't say toil. We already discussed this for a few times. Maybe over here it's not shaykh to say toil because the makif doesn't want to take it away. By the Asim, by the Eitzim, if you say the Yorid doesn't have anything from the Eitzim that are sitting in my field. So if I don't want the Eitzim, I say Tel Eitzecha, and I mean it. I say it and I mean it. Tel Eitzecha v'tzeh. Go plant your Eitzim somewhere else. Over here, you can't say to the Makif, I mean, you could say the words, there were other Rishonim say the Ramban, but you could say the words Tel Evanecha v'tzeh, meaning I don't have anything from it. From my point of view, you could take it away. But there's a mokum to say that maybe you can't really say it's toil over here because you know the Makif's not going to do it. The Makif built this wall for himself too. The Makif also wants to be Goder, so he's not going to take his Avonim. I guess he can move his Avonim over 2 feet, but that's extra. Why would the Makif want to bother to do that? So it's not you can't really say toil because the toil here has no teeth to it. You know that he's not going to take it away. So then we have to make like an umdana in a case where it's not really shaykh realistically to say toil. Do we assume that you want the Avonim or you don't want the Avonim? So Ravuna says the stam assumption is that you want the Avonim. And therefore you're claiming the Avonim and you pay for that over the Avonim. And Chiyav Rav also the stam assumption is that you don't want the shtamshus of the Avonim. It's enough. It's enough that you have the shmir. Something al derech zeh. Al derech zeh. Maybe there's other nuschos to say. Again, right now I'm not so busy in I need to clear it away a little bit, but I'm not so preoccupied now with understanding why Chiyuv HaRav holds that you don't have to pay for the shtamshus of the Avonim, and Avuna says you do have to pay for the shtamshus of the Avonim. I'll take it for the time being as a given. That's the machlokes. According to Avuna, you pay for the shtamshus of the Avonim, which of course requires you to be kainu the Avonim. That's why it has to be on your rishus. When it's on your rishus, you could be kainu the Avonim, and that's your hanor that you could be kainu the Avonim. I mean, to that extent, maybe we'll even say that nusach, that I could be kind of the Avonim. That's my hanor, that I could be kind of the Avonim. And Mestam, I want to be kind of the Avonim. Mestam, I am kind of the Avonim, so I have to pay for the Avonim. And Chibrat holds not. You don't say that Mestam, I'm kind of the Avonim. Yeah, I think you still have to say this in the Kuddah, that there's no toil over here. Because if you could say toil, then if you don't say toil, then of course you're kind of the Avonim. So it has to be here, toil is precluded. So you can't actually say toil. But Chibrat says, but we assume that if you could say toil, you would. Like that's... We assume that you only want the shmiras. I know that you have something from, but the shtamshus and the kaisel not. Mokam shenogu ligdur the kaifins there said to build a kaisel that you could do shtamshus because that's what it's also for. But here is not a mokam shenogu ligdur. It's a churbo or it's a soder. It's not a mokam shenogu ligdur. But the fellow went and he made a gedder. He made a gedder shalav on him. So what's the stoma? Do we assume that I'm then if them now I can be claiming the Avonim? So I have to pay me. Do we assume that I want to be claiming the Avonim? I can't actually say tell. But so we have to decide on our own. What's the assumption over here? You know, what are you getting from this? So Rav Huna says you're getting from it that you have now on your property you have a kaisel shel Avonim. The stoma you want to be claiming it and be mishtamish in the Avonim. So you have to pay for it. You can't say toil because we know that you're lying when you say toil because he's not going to move the wall anyway. So we have to assume that that's what you want. And Chiyav HaRav says no. We can assume that all I'm interested in is the shmir of Adam Nenefram, but more than the shmir or not. So you only have to pay the mekanim and bizel. And the this mekanim bizel would sort of correspond. The kanim bizel is for shmir. The dmei avonim, avun is dmei avonim. That's the hanor v'shtamshus hakaisel. According to Chiyav HaRav, it could probably be on the Makkah's property too. For Shmira, it could be on the Makkah's property also. Like the Rambam says, Dovamut, Kmei Shiru Adayonim. So Chiyav HaRav's Dovamut, Kmei Shiru Adayonim is Mekanim Bezel. In Chiyav HaRav's world, it probably doesn't matter if it's, you wouldn't have the Rambam's yearly. It wouldn't matter on the Shusul of the Makkah, the Shusul of the Nikif. What's the difference? The Shmira is Mekanim Bezel. And Rav Huna says, no, you have to pay Kfi Mashigodor, you have to pay Avonim, because, says the Rambam, why Avonim? Because you can be Mishtamish in the Avonim. But it says Ram yearly, that's only if the kaisel is on your rishus. If it's not on your rishus, about it, you cannot be mishdamish in the Avonim. By the way, it's interesting. The Ravid, when he's massing in the Rambam, it's Mavur in the Ravid. The Ravid is massing in the Rambam. So Mavur in the Ravid, he shares the Rambam's assumption that the Hanoz is mishdamish in the kaisel. He just says that even if the kaisel is on the Makif's rishus, but it's certainly in the Makif's interest to allow the Nikif to be Mishtamish, because that way he can charge the Nikif. So he says, even if the Kleis is on the Makif's Rishus, but the Makif is certainly giving the Nikif permission to be Mishtamish in the Avonim, and therefore he should have to pay regardless, he should have to pay for the Avonim. But he's with, so that's his hasaga. But he's with the Rambam that the Hanover here is the Shamshas and the Avonim. I think that's very Gishmak. It's the Raivid L'shitoso, that the Milev Vilva Gozis Bechal is that you could be Mishtamish in the Ksolim, the Raivid in the that we saw, and that base. So it comes out like this. It comes out that according to Chibarav is talking out like the Rambam. According to Chibarav, what you're paying for is the Hanover that you have Shmir. Is it get over here and now I have Shmir? Mekan and Brazil. And Nechrami, from Chiyam Rav's point of view, it doesn't matter if it's just a nikif, it's just a makif, it doesn't make a difference. Afunas Mechad is no, the Hanoi is the Shtam Shus in the Kaisa. And that's not only because it's on the Rishus of the nikif. So Mela, Yishleimar, that the Gemara Bava Kama is going like Chiyam Rav. The Gemara Bava Kama that treats this as a case of Zenene Vizel Echosa. So what we said is against the Rambam. It's against the Rambam on both counts. It's against the Rambam A because what do you mean loy chaser? He is chaser if the Hanoi is that he's kind of the avonim. Then if he's kind of the avonim, then the makif is out avonim. And number two, bechala has nothing to do with the nene. Nene is where I'm nene, therefore I have to pay. Over here, it's not that I'm nene, therefore I have to pay. I pay and therefore I'm kind of, and therefore I'm nene. So that's not bechal nene. That's kinyan. Zenu kairim kinyan. That's zenu kairim kinyan. If you buy something, you have to pay for it, not because you're a nana, but because you bought it. If you're buying the avonim, then of course you have to pay for the avonim. It's not because the hanoz mechayev, the hanoz mechayev me to pay. It's just the opposite. Because I pay for the avonim, because I'm buying the avonim, I have to pay for the avonim. And because I bought the avonim, therefore I'm allowed to be nana from the avonim. But I don't have to pay because I'm nana. I have to pay because I'm buying the avonim. So then the answer is enechanami behechich the gemara in baba kama. The Rambam is going to have to say the gemara baba kama was assuming like chivera. That that you're paying over here for the Hanoi, not for the Avonim themselves. And the Rambam maybe was partial that way because the Rambam holds that in a Geder Avonim, the only thing you have from a Geder Avonim over Hutzu V'dafna is Ishtamshus HaKaisel, like the Raivid in the Rol. The whole mile of Gilva Gosis you can Ishtamish in the Kaisel. So Ishtamish in the Kaisel has nothing to do with the that has nothing to do with Zenenev Zoy Chosr. HaKochah, the Mor Baba Kama, is learning that the Hanoi here is not Ishtamshus in the Kaisel. The Hanoi is the Hanoi of Shmir. And the emes is muchach in the Gemara Baba Kama that way, that the Gemara Baba Kama holds that we're only talking about the Hanoi of Shmira. Because when the Gemara Baba Kama says, the Rabbi Yossi says, I'm a nikif, I'm a demakif potter, Shmami knows that Nenev Zleichoser is potter, they must know, the Olam's that Nenev Zleichoser is chayiv. But Shani Hocha, that he can say that he's sagal even it through Subarzuzo. So it's muchach in the Gemara Baba Kama, and we take the sug itself, it's muchach that the Gemara Baba Kama is learning that the Hanoi that we're talking about is the Hanoi of Shmira. Melech, I can say, I flew the deed, sagging into your supervisors. That Gemara goes like Chiyam Rav, but our Gemara goes like, but the Ram passing like Afuna, because the Gemara says, there was a Rav at the end of the Gemara, and maybe if you didn't Rishmul also, the risk is that Halach, that Halach is like Afuna. No, sorry, the beginning of the Sukh didn't say that. But the end of the Sukh, Rav says, Da'in Halach Kir Afuna, and that's Halach like Afuna, like the Rif Paskind also, Halach like Afuna. Then I'm not sure when you build the kaisel on the if you built the kaisel on the if the makif built the kaisel on the makif shushus. So the Rambam says dover that the only aspect dover mood kamishira the yonim. I'm not sure what that is. Is that the mekana mizel, or maybe that's in tiyusa bazusa? Chiyav Rav, who says that omid makif. Chiyav Rav says that when the Mishnah says omid makif is chayiv, that Rakam says omid makif is chayiv, or. Chiyav Rav, who says that even when the nikif is megaladas, but all you have to pay, and the Mishnah calls that chayiv, and nonetheless Chiyav Rav holds that it doesn't mean you have chayiv avonim. You're not chayiv to pay for the shtamshus. You're only chayiv to pay for the shmira, but the Mishnah calls that chayiv, so chayiv must mean something substantial. So he says mekan abizel. The Tirusa Bazusa, the Mishnah would never call chayiv. So Chiyav Rav is forced to say that even shmira is mekan abizel. But we don't hold like Chiyav Rav. We hold like Rav Huna. When the Mishnah says Chayav, it means to me Avonim. So, in a case where there's only a Shmira and you're not Mishnamish in the Avonim, maybe that's less. Like the Gemara says in Rav Yosi that Omid Makif, why is Omid Makif Potter? Because the Disag, maybe Zenenev is Lechoser is Chayav, but the Disagli in the Tirusu Bazuzu. The Gemara Baba Kama goes that in the Gemara Baba Kama, you see, there is a svara to say, but it's not. We don't know how much shmir is worth. The Gemara in Baba Kama is Maila Tzad that Shmir is worth a Zuz. There's a Svar to say. In Rabbi Yossi, if Zenenev, Lechoser is Chayev, so why did Rabbi Yossi say Potter? Must be there's a Svar to say, yes, you're Nene, you're Takanene, and Zenenev is laid up as Lechoser is Chayev. But the Hanoz is Zuz, so the Mishnah calls that Potter. So there's a Mokum to say that maybe Shmir is only worth a Prutl. In Chiyav Arab, you see that Shmir is worth Mekanem Bezil, because that's how he reads the Mishnah. The Mishnah, when it says Chayev, can't mean a Zuz. The Mishnah wouldn't call that Chayev. The Mishnah calls that Potter, not Chayev. So, you know, according to Chiyav Arav, you see from the Mishnah itself that Shmir is worth a Zuz, is worth Mekanem Bezil. But we don't pass on Chiyav Arav. So we pass on Kavuna. The Mishnah, when it says Chayev, it means Me'avonim, because it's not Shmir, it's Ishtam Shusakaisim. So how much is Shmir worth? I don't know. We don't really have a hecher. We don't know. Maybe Shmir is worth Avonim. I'm sorry. Maybe Shmir is worth Mekanim Bezoil. Maybe Shmir is worth Nitirus Bazuzo. In fact, I don't know how much Shmir is worth. The Ram also doesn't know. He says Dov Amud Kmeishiru Adayon. We don't really have a hechra from the sug itself. How much Shmir is worth? Koyt the Chiyav Rav is worth Mekanim Bezoil. Good, because the Gemara in Baba Kama mentions it sad. That there's at least a mokum to say, Rabbi Yossi at least holds that Shmir is only worth a Zuz. If Zenenev is Lechoser is Chayav, of course, Rabbi Yossi, we really hold Zenenev is Lechoser is Potter. So we don't even know what Rabbi Yossi holds Shmir is worth. You don't have to pay, not because of the Yisagel. You don't have to pay because Zenenev is Lechoser. Anyway, these are all small side things, loose threads. The Etzem Dvar, the main part that I want to chesbon out, I think it's Mukach in the Rambam. The Rambam learns that the Hanov for which you're paying, according to Rafuna, is the Hanov of the Ishtamshus HaKaisim. First in Rambam, that's why it has to be under Rishus of the Nikkev. So I asked the Kasha, but the Gemara of Akam, then that's not it's not Zenenev Zalechoser. It's nothing to do with Lechoser, because he is Choser. And it's nothing to do with it's nothing even to do with Nene, because it's not a Chi of Nene. Nene is where the Hanov is Machai of me to pay. It's the other way around. If I'm kind of the Ksalim, then I have to pay for them because I was kind of them. And then, of course, I'll be allowed to be Nene too. So the shah is, do I want to be? Is there some presumption that I want to be kind of them? Since I can't say toil, what's the presumption? But it's nothing with the sugi of nene. So al kochuk, I have to say that the gemara baba kama is not talking about that of the shtam shusakayis, and that's mukuch in the gemara baba kama anyway, because the gemara baba kama says that even if zenene is lechoser is chayiv, but here you don't have to pay because you can say l'di sagali mitirusu bazuzum. Yeah, that's nice for the shmir, but what about the shtam shusakayis? What about Tano of Ishtam Shus HaKaisel? The Gemara Baba Kama is not going B'chah with Ishtam Shus HaKaisel. It's going more like Chiyav Arav, that we're talking about Tano of Shmira. So fine, so that's Takazen and Evzloi Chosa. But the Ram passes like Avonim, you pay Avonim. Why Avonim? Shmira, the Ram holds Shmira, you can have Futsuva Dafna. Or Netrusa Bazuza, Kana Bezoil. But why Avonim? You don't need Avonim for Shmira. The Ram is like those Vishayim that even the Gvil Begos is in the Mishnah by Mokum Shinogu, there's nothing to do with Shmira. Shmir, we have what's of a dafna. It's because of Ishtam Shus HaKaisel. The Ramos B'chol Mokim, the Hano, the Gvil B'gozis, Avonim is only for, it's just, the Mile of Avonim is Ishtam Shus HaKaisel. Nothing else. So Mele Al Kochav. So the Gemara B'Kam is going that the Hano is the Hano of Shmir, and the Ram is going with Karfuna. And Karfuna is Mokuch, that the Hano is the Ishtam Shus HaKaisel. Mele says the Ramam, Yirali, that's only Shaykh if it's on Yerushal. And the Ravid's masking to the Ramam. And that's very good. The Rav of Lishitosa, the Rav is masking to the Rambam, and you say that over that the Novi here is Ishtam Shus HaKaisel. The Rav is Chaylik on the Rambam because the Rav holds you could be Teveya the Novi Ishtam Shus HaKaisel even with the Rishus of the Makif, because it's in the Makif's interest to give the Nikif permission to use the Avon for Chris Michas Kairis. Yeah, that's I think the Pshat in the Rambam. One last nakud in the Ram that we also touched on yesterday is that the Ram says by Om, that the Ram passes Ben Omer Makif, Ben Omer Nikif. But when it comes to Omer Nikif, he says the reason is because Goli died to the Nichol. So the question is, if Omer Makif is Chayev, so why by Omer Nikif do you have to come out to Goli died to the Nichol? Pastors, you only have to come out to Goli died to the Nichol if Omer Makif is Potter. For whatever reasons, and then Ever Zachoser is Potter, or because we decide even through Sir Bazuzo. So then you have to come out to Omer Nikif. Why is Omer Nikif better? But the Ram passes even Omer Makif is Chayef. So by Omer Nikif, why does he have to say that? He's Tagal even through Subazuz. So this Kash is Taka asked by the Sma. And the Shulchan Aruch, is Matik, the Loshon of the Ramam. And the Sma asks, why do you need the Svar of Goli Daigat and Michal? So the Sma says two Teretzim. The Sma says one Teretz that the Ramam holds that since the Makif never did the fourth side, the Makif only did three sides, So he says two svaras. First of all, lo yehilu ma'isif. The makif was not mahana the nikif. It was three sides and not hana. The nikif was mahana himself by finishing it off. So the makif, the pshute can't come with the tain of. So therefore, the if not for the golidaita, the nichalei. That the zikili das that the nikif is nichalei in the first three solon, so the makif cannot be tevea the. Could not be tevea the hana. Then this is another teretz, which is a little bit difficult to understand. That since the makif never did the fourth side, so the makif was misyayish from being tevea the three sides. You see, he never did the fourth side. So and without the fourth side, he couldn't be tevea. So he was misyayish from the tefiah. So therefore, you have to have this nusvar galidaiti the nichalei. So, of course, the question is: so then, how does if that's true that the makif and the sky is from tevei the three sides, or if that's true that the makif was what the makif was loyahani meisov, so then how does omanikif help? How does galidaiti the nichalei help if the makif was the sky is from tevei? Or if the makif was not really called that he was mahanim, three sides not called that he was mahanim. So how does someone think of help? So my first machshava was that this is a raya to the yisoid that we already saw several times that omen nikif golidaita nichle is a new machayev. Either as mishtashi like of Shimon, or because now it becomes a tzarich meshutif, and we wanted to suggest a svar. So we had it anyway because the Mordechai Bakatma says one pshat in Rav Yosi, Omer Makif is potter because the Nenev is the chaser is potter, but Omer Nikif is chayev. Taisus says well, so Taisus says because Golidaitid Nichle Beitzois. So Rav Shimon says, so what does that help? It's fine. So it's Golidaitid. So what? But it's still the Nenev is the chaser. So he's Megal Das that he wants the Hano. So what? He wants the Hano. He's even willing to pay for the Hano. But why should he have to? Zenenev Zolichosov. So Rav Shimon said Mishtashile. He said another Malach that it becomes a Tzarech Meshutav. But Akabanim, it's a new Mechayim. So that'll work here too. Amen Mak, if he wasn't Mahanim, so he can't be Tevea Loyani Maisav, so he can't be Tevea Malstas Mahana, or he's Messiahish from Tevea Malstas Mahana. But when the Nikif does it, so it becomes a Nuchiyav, a Mishtashile, or a Nuchiyav of a Tzarech Meshutav. So that's a brand Nuchiyav from which he was never. So that is mechayev. But the emes, I think now in the light of what we've seen in the Rambam, maybe you don't even need that because the let's say by Omed Makif, so he did from three sides. According to the Rambam, you're paying to buy the avonim. Paying to buy the avon. So when the makif does it from all four sides, there's an umdana that you want to buy the avon. Oh no, I'm sorry, you still need it. Because when the makif does it from all four sides, there's an umdana that you want to buy the avon. Apparently, you have to pay for buying the avon. Apparently, there's some kind of umdana you want to buy the avon. So the question is, so when the nikif did the fourth side, it's legara. If when the makif does it from four sides, there's an umdana you want to buy the avonim. So when the nikif does the fourth side, there's also the same umdana that mistami you want to buy the avonim. But you have to come out to a new svar of galidai to the nichale. Demis, I think now it's worse. Because what was the smas teretz? Say the first teretz. The makif only did three sides, so he wasn't really mahanim. Really mahanim, I said the makif wasn't really mahanim. So even though the nikif completed it, but the makif didn't give him the hana. So if it was a tefiah of nene, so I understand. Then the hana came at the end of the day. What completed the hana was the ma'isa nikif. So that's not called the makif can't be tevei mas nene. Right? I could understand there could be such a svar. Or the makif was misyayish from being tevei the hana. I could hear such a svar. Now it comes out that once you get all four sides, there's some kind of umduna that you want to buy half the avonim. You want to buy the ksalim. So what does it matter if the makif was not mahanayu, was yeh mahanayu, he was yes misyayish, not misyayish? when you complete the fourth side, now you have four sides. There's an umdana that you want to buy the avonim. If you want to buy the avonim, you have to pay for the avonim. I don't care if the makif was misyayish from Tevayu, not misyayish from Tevayu, but now you want to buy the avonim. He didn't sell you the avonim until now, that's for sure. When he was makif you from three sides, he did not yet sell you the avonim. Now when you complete the fourth side, now is when you want to get the avonim. Now is when you're buying the avonim. So what do you need to go like that to Nikolai? Every time you're mukta from four sides, you want to buy the avonim. There's an umdana that you want to buy the avonim. Why does Ram need a special gilui das? Yeah, so this got worse. This listing got worse.
Could it be that if the Nikif builds the fourth wall out of a different material, so then the Gili Das would be relevant?
Yeah, but it doesn't say that that's the case.
His mission says that.
The what?
Kesef mission says that.
That what?
That it's about if the Nikif puts up, if it was Gil and he put the Levain in, his Gili Das is the only one Levain.
So I mean, so the Rav is telling it to me to limit the chiyuv. I mean, the Kesef Mishnah may say that that's the truth, but that's the pshat in the Rambam. It could be true, but we're saying that that's why the Rambam needed the Sfarad Galadai to Nichli to tell me that we're limiting his chiyuv to what the fourth wall was. Don't think the Rambam is a mashma. Rambam.
Rambam. There's
Rambam in the back of the Gemara. This is faster. Now, I'm not talking about a case where his kaisel was less than the other. So the Kesef Mishnah might be right that in such a case the halacha will be different. But what the Rambam is instantiating is a case where you completed the fourth side and now you have to pay for half of the other three walls.
Rabbi,
he
does say
im haya
kol shel shneim, meaning find that he already paid for the wall. He's not paying for them now.
What?
He says,
meaning on the karka. It means on the karka. Stolen. That's what it means on the karka. It still has that qualification. Oh, I have a pshat. Look at the Rambam. It's a mother thing. It's a strange thing in the Rambam. The Lashon Rambam is like this. If the Nikif was going to Ruach Revius, Haregila Daitoi, V'noisin Chatziha Yitzor Shosholosh Ruches. I have a mathematical question. Maybe somebody sees it. How much is the Nikif paying over here? Anybody?
Slightly more than half.
I mean, maybe even more than slightly. The Nikif was going to Ruach Revius on his own. Well, he died to the Nichalei, and he pays half the Yitzor for the other three walls. So that means Nikif is paying half of the three walls, and the fourth wall he did entirely on his own. That can't be explained on the basis of Ahmed Makif. If it would just be the regular, you know, if it would just be because Ahmed Nikif is like Gar from Ahmed Makif, so then yeah, it's like Gar from Ahmed Makif, and you're Megala Das that you wanna be. You Megala Das. There's a Kili Das, but why should you pay? You're paying more than 50%. So why are you paying more than 50%? One second. It's not so clear to me if this fourth wall is the side of Shusha Rabim or if the Makif is on all four sides. The Rambam is not Mufurish. If it's the side of Shusha Rabim, then it's not surprising. The makif has nothing from the fourth wall yet.
The Rambam is the first thing in the beginning. And Halacha Gimel, the way he sets up the case.
Mishayel Chubiv and Chubiv is Chaveri. But Omer Chaveri, but God, the Ruch Hishayim is Shnei Vestishas. Ad Shanim Se Chubiv is Mishal Shuk Hesev Gedurais. Ein Lechayim and Eslip Lehi Haitzok Klom Shari Lehi Lehi. Ve Yachubiv Psuchu Leshus Aram Yirai Kishayisa. Lefichach and God, the Ruch Revias. So the fourth side is the Sadr Shus Aram.
So the Revias is just not relevant to the Matik that you have to pay for.
And God, the Ruch Revias, Ad Shanim Se Chubiv is Mishal This is makif. So 1 second, but it's still true that by Omen Makif, he only pays for half of the fourth side. Why do you only pay for half of the fourth side? If the fourth side is the Tzadr Shusarabim, so you should pay for the whole fourth side. You're the only one who has anything from that fourth side. It's totally yours, not half yours. Because there does seem to be a difference between Omen Makif and Omen Nikif. The Omen Makif, you only pay for half of the fourth side. It's hard to understand why we only pay for half of the fourth side if it's the side of Shusam. By Omen Nikif, he says, you built the fourth side and you pay for half of the three sides.
Makif decided to put it up, so that's his issue. So once he puts it up, he has to pay for at least half of it.
Why not? We're not the whole thing. What is the?
Because it benefits the nikaf, but by the way that you're set up, it benefits the nikaf as well. But by Omen Nikaf,
by Omen Makif, why doesn't he have to pay for the whole fourth side? The Makif, even by Omen Makif, sorry, by Omen Makif, why does the nikaf only pay for half of the fourth side? Why should he share that expenditure? Why can't the Makif say the fourth side is totally for you, so you should pay for the whole thing?
At the end of Gimel, he says that Rulachi Mako Makoso Shustain.
Mako Makoso Shustain, right, that's true. So how's that even possible? How can it be Mako Makoso Shustain if it's the side of Shusarabim?
Because he bought it.
What?
Because he bought
it. It was maybe the case of God Ruch Revias is that he bought it. And Itaka bought it. Then when the Rambam says, "V'chein manikaf, ask me God the Ruch Revias," maybe that's the case where he didn't. There was no. That was Shus Rabban Taka. Maybe there's no. Maybe there's no. There's no. Maybe there's nothing here.
No, then you go back to the problem that line up to Kol. And then the difference not on a machkor and nikaf. The difference is completely different cases. We still don't need the Kol's in that case, but we don't need the Gilad's in that case.
No, the Rambam is just envisioning. The Rambam certainly started off with the case where the fourth side was the side of Shus Rabban, and the Makif was Makif on three sides. Then when he says Omen Makif, and he did the fourth side, so they split all four sides. But Bilvachi Mokama Kreshul Shlushneim, that's certainly envisioning Al Derech Rashi and Bavakama that the Makif was going to the fourth side because the Makif bought that side. But then when the Rambam goes back to the case of Omen Nikif, so then he's reverting to the case where that's the side of Shus Rabban. So Abba Nikif, and he was going to the side of Shus Rabban, so he was goli daited in Nichalei, and Meili has to be mishtatif in the other three, sides. But the question still is, why do you have to come out to goli daited in Nichalei? That's the din of Amad. Isn't that the same din as Amad Makif? I mean, it's a different case a little bit, but it's the same yisoid that once you're mukkah from all four sides, there's an umdun. I don't need the special gili das because you did it. Once you're mukkah from four sides, there's a gilu das that you want to be, that you want to buy the person. Maybe there's still something here that we could work with. That at the end of the day, you're putting out more than 50%. Maybe from Omen Makif, I wouldn't know that there's ever a gilu das that you want to own more than 50% of the ksalim. Even when it's l'sabim shusarabim, even when the fourth side is l'sabim shusarabim. But just to say, it's legor from Omen Makif, so Avada, he wants to buy half the Ksalim, but this guy already paid for all of the fourth place. Maybe he's not so willing to buy all of the Ksalim in such a case. Maybe he wants less than half. Like he already put, you know, he's going to, so we have to come out to know, Goli Daita Nichot. There's a Gili Das in the fact that he went and built the fourth wall, that he's nichelated by it, that he wants the shtamshus haksol. He's building kaisel shalavon. He wants the shtamshus of kaisel shalavon. So it's a gilidas that he's nichelated in the other. Yeah, lo yada. I don't know. Kasha is better than the teretz. But this is takahara. Lefi was if it. The terusim of the sma. Why do you have to come out to Goladai to the nichle? Because he was misyayish and because he, and he wasn't the hani meisim and so on. I hear them in dini nena. But the chayitz in the Rama is not a chiyav nena. In the Rama is mukhav. It's a chiyav that you're buying mitzolof. You remember, there's some kind of umdana when you're looking from all four sides. There's an umdana that you want to buy. You want to buy the ksalim to be mishtamish with the ksalim. So then, it's hard to understand why I need a special sort of galidaita nichla. When you mukka from all four sides, it doesn't matter who did it. You. By the way, there's an afkamilian din. What if somebody else came and was going to the tzavish shesrab, a third party? The Ram is mashma. You wouldn't have to pay. Because only goli died to the nichle. Without goli died to the nichle, you don't have to pay. That the hogu for kosher. Why? I said, just like from Amin Makif. At the end of the day, you're mukha from four sides. It just brings out the kasha. But the fact that Rabbi is to come out to goli died to the nichle, it's mashma, it's only because he did it. But if some third party would do it, then he would be potter. Why? Just like from Amin Makif. Yeah, okay. This, I don't know. Okay, so I think we made a lot of progress in the Rambam, but this is still outstanding problems.